This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Global coronavirus cases have surpassed 100 million Wednesday, according to a tally by Reuters, as countries around the world struggle with new virus variants and vaccine shortfalls. Almost 1.3% of the world's population has now been infected with COVID-19, and more than 2.1 million people have died. Meanwhile, the European Union is asking AstraZeneca to publish the contract it signed with the bloc on COVID-19 vaccine supplies. This, according to an EU official, in light of the escalation of a row over delivery delays. The company pulled out of a meeting with the European Union scheduled for Wednesday. In an interview with newspapers Tuesday, AstraZeneca's CEO said the EU contract was based on a best effort clause and did not commit the company to a specific timetable for deliveries. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said his government had done everything it could to minimize loss of life in the coronavirus pandemic after the country's death toll exceeded 100,000. He said he takes full responsibility for everything the government has done. Britain will see more deaths from coronavirus before a vaccination program takes effect, England's chief medical officer, Chris Whitty, said, after the country's death toll exceeded 100,000. Johnson said he does not want European Union countries to restrict the supply of coronavirus to Britain, saying the lesson of the pandemic is that nations need to work together. The World Health Organization issued fresh clinical advice today for treating COVID-19 patients, including those displaying persistent symptoms after recovery, and also said it advised using low-dose anticoagulants to prevent blood clots. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden says the U.S. is ramping up vaccine deliveries to hard-pressed states over the next 3 weeks and expects to provide enough doses to vaccinate 300 million Americans by the end of the summer or early fall. President Biden is calling the push a, quote, wartime effort, end quote. He said Tuesday that his administration is working to buy an additional 100 million doses of each of the two approved coronavirus vaccines. And he acknowledged that states in recent weeks have been left guessing how much vaccine they will have from 1 week to the next. He called that unacceptable and said lives are at stake. U.S. President Joe Biden and Russian leader Vladimir Putin have held their first conversation as counterparts in a phone call that underscored troubled relations and the delicate balance between the former Cold War foes. According to the White House, Mr. Biden raised concerns Tuesday about the arrest of opposition figure Alexei Navalny, Russia's alleged involvement in a massive cyber espionage campaign, and reports of Russian bounties on American troops in Afghanistan. The Kremlin, meanwhile, focused on Putin's response to Biden's proposal to extend the last remaining U.S.-Russian arms control treaty. The United States announces restoration of relations with the Palestinians, AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
The Biden administration is restoring relations with the Palestinians and renewing aid to Palestinian refugees. The moves reverse Trump administration policy and signal the new administration's support for a two-state solution to the decades-old conflict between the Israelis and Palestinians. Acting U.S. Ambassador Richard Mills made the announcement to a high-level virtual meeting of the United Nations Security Council. The Trump administration was heavily pro-Israel, recognizing Jerusalem as Israel's capital, moving the U.S. embassy from Tel Aviv, and closing the Palestinian Liberation Organization's Washington office in September 2018. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The United States says all soldiers from Eritrea should leave Ethiopia's embattled Tigray region immediately, a State Department spokesman said in an email to the Associated Press, citing credible reports of looting, sexual violence, assaults in refugee camps, and other human rights abuses. The spokesperson says there's also evidence of Eritrean soldiers forcibly returning Eritrean refugees from Tigray to Eritrea. The statement reflects new pressure by the Biden administration on the government of Ethiopia, Africa's second most populous country, and other combatants as the deadly fighting in Tigray nears the 3-month mark. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.